Tweet at TodaySOR.
By the way, something I should be reminding you about is that you can listen back to everything on today's show and all our previous shows on the RTE Radio 1 website. Our podcasts go online shortly after every programme. You find them all on rte.ie/todaysor. And thank you very much indeed for listening. Now, by hook or by crook were the words used yesterday by the Taoiseach when he said he wanted the state exams of junior and leaving cert to go ahead for this year's students. On the line now, Brian Mooney, career guidance expert. Brian, I suppose the one thing that you have in exam halls, even up to now, is the social distancing, in the sense that the seats probably are at least 2 metres apart. But what else are they going to have?
I would say that the person in front of you might be 2 metres away from you.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I suspect that the gap between it might be about a metre. So I'd say we might have a serious problem if we were having the normal, say, 30 students in a classroom or whatever.
Finding the locations to hold the exams would be the least of their problems, one feels.
Yes, absolutely.
What are they going to have to get organised for this to happen?
Well, the first thing we have to say, Sean, is the state exams and that the government are absolutely determined that the students studying at home at the moment are studying for the junior cert and studying for the leaving cert. All of those students have got a commitment from the government, from the Department of Education, from the state exams, that in the fullness of time, when Dr. Houlihan says we can do it, we can open up the schools again, we can give students a period of adjustment for a couple of weeks to enable them to get back in the groove for exams, and we're talking leaving and junior cert here, and those exams can take place. Now, there's no time pressure on the junior cert one, because obviously you could run those exams if you wanted to in transition year next year or whatever, if you had to. You know what I'm saying? But there is obviously pressure on the leaving cert. And here, in a sense, you know, you've got two things being said at the same time. One, we will run the exams, and we will run them as soon as we can run them. But the problem then arises, most students and parents are not particularly bothered about the exam. It's what the exam is used for, which obviously is the entry to college. That's a whole different ballgame. The state isn't saying we will run the exams at the same time so that the college entry system can operate as it would normally do with students starting in September. They can't say that.
Okay,
because obviously, until, you know,
yes, and there will be the next review of the restrictions that happens next week. Now,
yes,
there seems to be an expectation the schools will not reopen on the, is it the 19th or the 20th? 20th of
yes.
April. That's
yeah.
8 days after Easter.
I think that's a very wise assumption, Sean.
Right. So, is there a deadline you'd say that you would say they will have to be reopened by if they're to happen in something approaching the normal way?
If they're to happen, I would say that if we're to have the exams in June, the very latest could be the second week in May. If you can't get people back in, if you can't get leaving cert students, let's be clear about this. If you cannot get leaving cert students back into a school environment to ensure that in the preparing for the exams, because there is a differentiation in terms of the support the students are getting. Now, there's a really interesting document which has gone live this morning on the Department of Education website. I would refer any parent to it. It's called Guidance on the Continuity of Schooling. And it talks about what the department is expecting schools to do. It's talking about the expectation of schools. And we know there are 500,000 homes where we don't have broadband. And the department is saying clearly that teachers should be using telephones to, you know, if in fact there isn't broadband, to actually talk to students. They're saying that teachers should be providing feedback if students are doing work. They're talking about teachers working together, obviously online, together in terms of their planning. So it's a really detailed. So for parents wondering, what should my school be now doing for my son or daughter, or sons and daughters, it's a really interesting document.
Yeah, I just called it up there on my screen. It's a 9-page document.
That's
and
correct.
So, I mean, it's got a lot of detail, but it's not a huge tome, Brian.
No.
To what extent is the department monitoring the support being or not being provided by teachers for their students at the present time?
Well, this document is what the department is laying down. This morning is saying this is what should be happening. This is what should be happening where obviously you have IT access. This is what should be happening if you don't have IT access. This should be what's happening between the staff, the planning, the relationship between the principal and their staff, between staff, departments, etc. It's all in that 9-page document. I read it just before I came on with you.
Coming back though to the exams, Brian, if the advice is we've got to be cautious because we now have a 10% growth rate in the cases, that was the last, but the Taoiseach says we need to get it down to 5%. 5%. So in the interest of that, pursuing that objective, if they say, no, we can't have any easing of the restrictions, is there some form of an exam or a variation on a theme that would be satisfactory from the point of view of the points, the CAO, all the rest of it, that could be used in extremis?
Well, I have come up with a suggestion which is based on, you know, exactly as you say, in extremis. And the suggestion is that if you look at the performance of students in college, the best indicator of long-term college performance, if you go back, is their performance in English and maths in their leaving certificate. If you look at the admissions system in the United States of America, it's based on the SATs. What are the SATs? English and maths. So this is a personal suggestion. I've suggested to the department that if you get to a situation where we have to find a criteria which is rational, which is seen to be fair to everybody, and in fact it would also take out this 100% that was given for orals and music, etc., and therefore there would be fairness between students who did the Leaving Cert last year and the year before who are going to college this year because you just use their English and maths results. But that is only in extremis. And you might notice that last week the Provost of Trinity, Dr. Prendergast, spoke about that, you know, they were hoping obviously to run the academic year, and he said obviously hoping the Leaving Cert runs, and he then talked about possible variation thereon. So there is wriggle room there. If we get to an absolute brick wall and we're in June or July and we still haven't been able to run the whole system. And remember also, Sean, that the actual Leaving Cert itself is a military operation. There is tens of thousands, millions of pieces of paper floating around the place. All of that has to be put in place down in Athlone. Right now, most of the staff are working from home because obviously they've been advised to do so. So even getting ready for the exams in the normal course of events is going to require Herculean.
But by hook or by crook, as you say, in extremis, it could come down to English and maths.
Well, that's me, Sean.
What works to, if you like, assess people's eligibility in the United States.
Well, that's what the SATs. The SATs in America are maths and English.
Yeah,
and that's the determinant for it. It's your SAT score that gets you or doesn't get you in. I'm only putting it forward.
Yeah, obviously, just one other thing, Brian. What about the exam fees?
The exam fee is 116, and a couple of days ago, the State Exams Commission sent out a notification to all students who are registered for the exams, looking for that by the end of April. Now, there are two categories of people here, Sean. There are those who get the medical card, whose families have a medical card. They don't have to pay the fee, but everybody else does. Now, I've raised a question with the department. I wish I was still able to talk to you when you had Regina Doherty on there. What is the situation relating to the people who had good jobs and were perfectly capable of paying this €116 fee last week or the week before, but are now having lost their jobs? Now, obviously the Department of Education is saying this is a whole new issue. It's only blown up in the last 48 hours because once they sent out the fee, there is now a third category of people. People who don't have a medical card are expected to pay the fee but have no jobs and are living off the income that they're now getting from Regina Doherty's department. Now, what the department is saying to me today is effectively, look, this is a whole new issue. We don't have a whole new system to assess who is and is not capable of paying this fee. But obviously, if somebody's in a difficult situation, we're going to look at this. It isn't until the end of the month, the end of April, when it's due in. So between then and now, they're going to obviously have to look at families where there is no income coming in and effectively they don't have a medical card.
Brian, you've read it, I haven't yet. Is there anything in that 9-page document from the department to answer this question from an art teacher? He says, I've no guidance at all on our practical projects, which are locked in the school. It's a very worrying thing for my students.
Well, at the end of the day, the practical projects were due to be in the middle of May. Students are being told, and it's very important, the department are saying, these are the deadlines you're now given. If you're at home, obviously, you know, you're responsible for preparing your project. If they are locked in the school, then it's a question for that teacher to get onto their principal, for the principal to organise that either they're sent directly to the department or students need to get access to them, no more than they're distributing food parcels. Surely it's not beyond the wit of the school to actually get access to the building.
Fair
and in
point.
A safe manner get the projects out to the students if they have to work on them.
Brian Mooney, career guidance expert as ever, thank you for your insights. Just to say, by the way, RTE2 will be broadcasting all Shakespeare Leaving and Junior Cert plays from the 11th of April onwards. Details on the RTE website. That starts obviously tomorrow week, the 11th of April. We'll take a break.